Welcome back, college best friends.
I'm So.
I'm Ryan.
And we're back for another episode of Not Your Average College Best Friend.
Week three, guys.
Week three, here
Thank you for sticking with us for this long.
I know. Honestly.
We're so grateful again.
We're just like hoping we're doing a good job.
Yeah, please tell us if we're really bad.
And for those of you who are still listening.
We really appreciate
it. Again, we love you. I guess we're just constantly going to say that.
We're just constantly going to say that we appreciate you.
Oh, man. Say it in that voice again.
We constantly are going to say that we appreciate you.
So, fun story. We thought.
Fun story.
You didn't even know what story we're going to tell. So, we've tried for 2 weeks to rent out the podcast equipment from our school. And each time have ended up.
Failing miserably,
using my phone. So, you know, we didn't even bother this week. Also, they tried to ban me from the system because they thought that we didn't return it. No. So I had Ryan pick up the equipment because I usually work at the time that
they close. She's a working girl.
Working girl. I'm the breadwinner of this house.
She really is. I just sit here.
That's my name in the group chat.
Not my group chat.
No.
I don't live in this house.
But no, so I had Ryan pick it up.
Yep.
He picked it up and we recorded last week, not on it.
Because it didn't work per usual.
Why didn't it work?
Because we plugged in the little thing, it's not found.
It's a like file.
If you guys know the answer to that question, please help us fix it, even though we don't even care.
I don't
anymore.
Even know what to call it. Like, I don't even know what the box is.
Yeah, the recording box. That doesn't sound right.
Maybe.
Tech people, help me.
Oh, my God. And we didn't have Mia with us. And
Mia is our savior when it comes to that shit.
So then Ryan returned it on Friday, and he returned it, and I believe him. And he said the girl that was there even took it to him. And so I got this email. Your equipment is overdue. You're banned from the system. And I'm like, what?
And so she texted me, and I kid you not, she goes, hey, like, did you, like, return the thing? I went, do I have it on me? No. I was like, no, I returned it on Friday. No, I give it back. And so I goes, oh, well, they say you didn't.
And I was like, good, great. So I couldn't, this was on like Monday, and I couldn't go there until Wednesday because I had my internship on Tuesday. So I'm not on campus. So we went on Wednesday. I was like, Ryan, you're coming with me after
class. I literally had an aneurysm. I was like, oh, okay.
And we get there, and the girl who was working there, she was like, yeah, it's here. I guess the girl who took it forgot to put in the system, and I'm like, great. Worthless. And so, thankfully, the girl who works there is lovely.
She's lovely.
And kind. So, shout out to Ayana for just helping us.
She
definitely doesn't listen to this, but that's okay.
If you know this girl, tell her we thank her.
It snowed last night for the first time, and that's why we're a little late in recording.
We're a little late because Sophia, if you want to begin your tale of woe and horror.
I was stuck in a car for 8 hours trying to get home. I left work at 2:30.
In the afternoon, not a.m.
In the afternoon. I left work because it was really coming down, and everyone at work was like leaving, and they're like, Sophia, you know what, just go. It's totally fine, and I'm like, love you, bye. And so get in the car. It took me an hour just to get to the highway when it normally takes 7 minutes,
if that. Oh, my God.
The roads were disgusting. There were no lanes. It was a free-for-all. There were cars stopped in the middle of the road. This town was so ill-equipped for snow, but then I find out it's, like, more than just here. It's, like, also New York
everywhere.
And everywhere
else. Everywhere.
So, good. Good job, Northeast.
Don't live here if you don't like the snow. I'll tell you that much right
now.
I don't know what that voice was. Fuck me up the asshole sometimes. If you watch All Stars, that's the reference I just made. Shout out to Alaska Thunderfuck if you're listening. She's probably not.
You're listening. We're not cool enough for them to listen.
Alaska, please listen to me.
Alaska.
And so I was in my home waiting for Sophia to return because she goes, 5 o'clock, we're going to record our podcast.
Oh my God, I call him and I'm like, Ryan, the GPS says I'm not going to be home until like 7. And he's like, so when my callback starts? Because Ryan had a callback for a show because he's incredibly talented.
Stop.
No, I'll never stop.
Yeah, so I had callbacks and I was like, I guess we can't record.
So I guess we have to tomorrow. I was stopped on the highway for 7 hours by myself.
If you follow Sophia on her Snapchat, I'm not going to disclose that information on her Snapchat is yet.
Yeah, that's actually private. Yeah, that's like my only social media.
Yeah, so private. Sophia was taking updates, and one of them showed snowdrifts already in like next to a truck because they hadn't been moving. Because
we were there for so long that the snow just piled up. And so I was sitting there for 7 hours, and the car was on 2 bars of gas. Yep. So I was like, fuck, like I have to make it home.
For you.
So I turned off the car. And it was off for like 4 or 5 hours and
freezing?
My phone was dying. I wasn't that cold. I got like pretty cold towards the end.
Yeah.
But it was like fine. I was like, I was still inside. I would go out of the car occasionally. I went out twice and then come back in and felt warmer. So I was like, okay.
That's a mood.
That's fine. I listened to some old music.
Tell
from
us
my
some of the old
iTunes.
Songs that you listen to.
So I haven't gone on my iTunes.
I'm afraid to hear the songs that she listened
in
to.
Years, because I go on Spotify now, mm-hmm. And I like that better, and I use it better. I use it more. Excuse me.
That was not English.
Use it better.
Use better grammatical words.
You almost had it. You're like, use better grammatical. So I was going through my old iTunes and all these songs were coming up that I used to listen to.
Oh my gosh.
And one of my favorite songs from, I don't know, maybe like junior year of high school. I don't remember what
okay,
it was.
That's four
it's
years
Where
now.
We Started by Dinner in a Suit. I don't know if anyone knows it. I'm going to show it to you after, Rin. Oh, I don't know okay. how to play music on here. I think there's a way to do it.
There probably is. We'll figure it out one
day. Definitely, we'll figure it out one day. I'll put it in. When we're
super professional at this, we will get music playing.
For sure.
Shame. Other songs that you listen to? So.
One Direction came on. Little White Lies.
Which album? Not even the good album. Was it the old album, the first one?
Not the first one. No, I think it was the second one.
I only listened to the
no,
one.
No, it was the third one.
I listened to the one after Zayn left.
No, it was the... you didn't listen to
you
anything.
You and me got a whole lot of history. I loved that album.
I did not listen to that album.
Was that
actually.
Made in the AM?
Yeah, I really didn't listen to that album.
Why?
I think...
Were you a Zayn stan? Was she a Zayn stan?
No. My faves were Harry and Liam.
I liked the one who was Irish.
Niall!
We love Niall!
We do love him.
He actually came to our school. No, he didn't come to our school. He came to the Allentown Fair.
What do you mean he came to...
He came to Allentown.
Oh, yeah, this year. We heard it. Was it this year or last year?
Last year.
Oh, so we went there.
We were abroad.
Who came this year?
No, it was this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
It was 5 Seconds of Summer and Niall.
Yes, we heard
Five Sauce here.
We had Five Sauce.
The stands call them that.
Five Sauce.
Five Sauce.
BFFs.
Oh, yeah, we're best friends with them.
We are.
We know them by name.
We met them in Allentown.
Yeah, by meet them, we mean we went to the Allentown Fair and listened to their music from behind the stage.
Because we were on the Ferris wheel, and as we would get to the top, we would
like,
hear them clearly.
I love that song.
And then we went down and could hear we'd lose it. Go up, and then we'd hear, and then we'd come down. But anyway, so...
We also were third wheeling on that Ferris wheel.
Oh, my God. We had a couple's date with our friends, Steph and Kyle.
And me and Soph were just like... Yep, we're the single ones. This is great.
And Steph was my roommate last
Yes,
semester.
We love Steph.
So I'm
thankfully,
very,
Kyle took pictures of us.
I'm
it
very
was like,
acquainted with Steph and Kyle.
Yes. No, but it was nice because I felt like we weren't third wheeling because Kyle took pictures of us.
Yeah.
It was like we were on a date.
Yeah.
Soph and I have never dated.
No.
Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, contrary to, like, very popular
belief. Everyone thought that we were...
When we were abroad, people thought we were on our honeymoon.
We went to Austria... Because out of a whim, like, Soph was like, we're going to Austria. We're going to do the Sunday music tour. And I was
yeah,
like, great.
I did all of the planning for me and Ryan.
She did. And then we get there, and a couple in front of us was on their honeymoon. and the guy was like...
Our tour guide
didn't care. Then we get there, and he goes, oh, you're on your honeymoon, aren't you? Nope, we weren't on our honeymoon. We probably would have gotten free stuff if we were on our honeymoon.
God,
we probably would have gotten free stuff on our honeymoon.
We're not smart. And then we stayed in a hostel in a 4-person room. And
yes, they thought
we
were dating.
One of the guys was like, are you guys like together? And we're like, no.
No.
So that's a common thing.
It's a common thing.
Where was I with this story? Oh, 8 hours in the car. So I'm listening to music that I haven't listened to in years. Really took me back. And that was when I remembered I had my computer in the car.
Oh.
But for the first... 3-ish hours, I forgot, and my phone was dying, so there was like 40 minutes where I was just sitting in silence.
Oh my.
And then I remembered I had my computer, and so I took it out and listened to music on there.
Okay, great.
And was doing some work, which is good. I got
productive
some work done
in a car that was not moving.
Oh, man. Ryan's got a smoker's cough now.
That was because I'm sick. That's not because I'm smoking.
Ooh, did I get you sick?
My whole house is sick.
My whole house was sick.
Eliana Rosine, sick. My scene partner, who I have to kiss in a scene, has no voice and is like dying. I'm like, wait a minute. Good. I kissed you. What does that mean? Am I sick now?
I was really sick this past week. And on Monday, I didn't participate in tap. I just laid on the couch tap box and wrapped myself in Ryan's jacket.
Oh, that's probably what it was. Thank you. Thank you for the cold.
But yeah, remembered I... Back to the story.
Oh, we keep going on tangents.
We keep going on tangents.
This is why you guys are listening to us.
I was in the car for 8 hours. And then I was doing work and I was like getting like really antsy and like, and what's it called? Stir crazy. And
what's that phrase mean?
Stir crazy. It's like, you know, when you're
like stir fry.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's this restaurant, the stir fry restaurant I used to go to.
Oh my God. Crazy. Sophia.
Closed.
It's gone now.
Yeah. It was really fucking good.
There's a great restaurant called Grain. That's closed now too in Allentown.
No one cares about
that. I liked Grain. It was a vegan place.
Are you vegan?
No, it wasn't just really nice and expensive. They had really great cocktails. Sophia was in the car for 8 hours. Oh my God.
Stir crazy is related. Grain's not related.
Dancing crazy. And we, speaking of old songs, I listened to Miranda Cosgrove last week.
Oh my God.
Because I was watching a YouTube video called Whatever Happened to Miranda Cosgrove's Career? Because no one knows. They were like, yeah, she started off on School of Rock as a great childhood actor. And then went to be in the great TV show Drake and Josh, where she played Megan, the crazy woman. Then to iCarly, where she got a music career. And her big number one pop hit was Dancing Crazy. And what was the other one? Can we bring yesterday back around? If you know that song, please.
That's the only one of hers that I know.
Yeah. And then she died, they said.
Was that a conspiracy theory?
Oh, no. I meant like she died, like as in like no one wants to hire her. Her career died. She's still alive. Yes. Can someone check that? Is she okay? Is Miranda Cosgrove doing okay?
I just saw a tweet of her with Josh Peck.
Who? Oh.
Did you just
no, stop.
Who?
I didn't. No.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Rin had no childhood. Spread it around.
Please don't spread that. I wasn't allowed to watch any fun TV shows.
Really?
I was the firstborn. So my mom was like, you can't watch anything inappropriate. I remember one time I was watching Degrassi Junior High.
Did anyone remember that show?
I was a big fan of it. And, like, I would watch it, like, in secret and, like, in my living room when my parents weren't there. And I was in, I would say, probably third or fourth grade. And it was so advanced. And I was like, yes, I know everything now. And
third or fourth grade?
It was.
Well, I was the oldest. So, like, everyone else who had older siblings knew all these references that I didn't because I didn't know where to look for them. I was, like, still listening to Disney.
I hadn't had McDonald's until I was in second grade.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, Grandma, because she did that. My grandma was like, oh, we're going to take McDonald's now.
That's an OG. I didn't like know anything until people told me. So I got into things really late, like Zoe 101.
Oh,
and, like,
classic.
Not Till Late and Drake and Josh and Throwback. Like SpongeBob even. But now
SpongeBob's musical was phenomenal.
That is absolutely not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean the TV show?
SpongeBob SquarePants, the TV show.
It was a fine show.
It was great. I used to watch it every day after
school. It's actually still running. If you look that up, it's still going.
No, it's not. It had its last season already. What? Look it up. Okay, so email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com if SpongeBob is still...
I'm pretty sure it's still running.
No, they had it last... It's last
I thought Phineas and Ferb ended, and I cried at that.
That also ended.
That was so sad.
There are other shows that end. More than one show can end at a time, Rin.
The look of disgust and disapproval I'm giving Sophia right now is palpable.
I touch it.
Oh, she's touching me.
Okay, so I was stuck in the car for 8 hours. Okay, so where were we? Listening to music. I turned it off because I was going... Pulled out my computer, doing work. Turn off because I was going stir crazy. I left work again. 2:30 p.m., excuse me. 2:30 p.m. And did not get home. Until 10:30 p.m. We started moving on the highway at 9:55. I remember I looked up ahead and I could have sworn I saw movement and I was like, oh my God, is this movement or am I just delusional? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I was like, here we go, boys, here we go. Like, buckle up.
Boys, to herself she's talking to.
Just me.
Her boys are her boobs at this moment. Oh, buckle up, boys, here we go.
Those are ladies.
Oh, they're ladies. Come on. Okay. Learn something new every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, those are ladies. I don't know. I was like, all right, are we all in this together? Here we go.
And then we started moving
and didn't get home till 10:30. And I got home and I see Jason, who is staying at my house right now. And he was like, oh my God, go inside. Mia is losing her mind. She's worried sick. I go in and Josh is at the door welcoming me. Oh, you're home. That's what he said. He just does
shower it so okay, magnifico.
He just goes, oh. And then Mia starts crying. She's like, you have to call your mom.
Mia's like the mother of this family.
Oh my God, I love that girl so much. It's unreal.
I wouldn't be crying.
If there was any chance of me liking snow, I hate snow. If there was any chance of me liking snow before this, it is gone now. I hate snow.
See, I'm indifferent to the snow. I like it when it's fluffy and fun to play with, but not when I don't have boots, because I was under the impression that it wasn't going to snow until after Thanksgiving because global warming's real. And
it's climate change.
Thank you for being my PC. So I did not have boots and I had callback yesterday. So I'm walking in the snow with these horribly traction shoes and I slipped and fell onto my buttocks, not once.
Can I see your bruise?
It's bruised. After this.
No, show it to me.
No,
now.
I'm not showing you my bruise. Not twice, but three times I fell on my bottom. And one time some girl, and I was walking into the CA at this point, and there is this crowd of people all staring at me as I walked, and I went, did you see me fall? And they went, yeah.
Did that exchange actually happen?
100%. It was the Mulementum people.
Oh, Mulementum?
That's the word I thought. Oh, good. I don't know, Mulementum.
So speaking of Mulementum.
What the heck is Mulementum?
Oh, it's like when a marathon of trying to get people to donate.
While I'm still in school?
Yeah.
I pay tuition.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that enough?
You know how much money I pay to go here?
I know, right?
I'm in so much debt right now. Sorry.
When Ryan gets upset, like the more upset he gets, the higher his voice gets.
They called me.
He won the paper plate award for most likely to sound like an exotic bird.
Because my best friend there, her name was Anna Ray.
And was not me, contrary to popular belief.
No, Sophia was still my best friend, but it was just like Anna Ray and I were in the same group. And I would be downstairs in the villa and she'd be outside and I'd be going, Anna Ray! And like the whole entire people be like, Ryan, shut up.
One time I was in a meeting with one of our teachers, and we're like talking in her office, and all I hear is, Anyway!
Blow up the fucking microphone.
I know, it was like alarming when I first heard it.
No, but my voice gets higher when I get angry.
It's hilarious.
So
we're about to get real angry because we're gonna talk about our
pet peeves on this campus, on every campus, everywhere, people in general.
So one of my pet peeves is the snow on campus and people who are ill-equipped to handle this.
There were three accidents outside of my home last night.
No.
Yes. People were right in the bottom parking lot of the village.
No.
People were trying to like park their car and they were skidding into other cars.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I'm watching this happen. This is going to be bad. And then today I was walking from the village to the CA and Campo officers were there because this one car had gone over the divide and hit into a different car.
Stop.
Yes. Oh. People can't drive in the snow. Don't try to drive in the snow.
Sometimes people have to.
Bullshit. Don't go.
I had to get home, Rin.
You should have stayed at work.
Now I know how you feel about me.
Oh my God, no. Oh, I'm touching her neck right now.
He's trying to caress me and it's not working.
It's working. One of my pet peeves, especially about our campus, is we have this, we're known as the Caring College. I don't know how we got penned the Caring College, but we're very nice people.
What does penned mean,
Rick? is that not what I mean?
That's not the term.
We've been penned.
Oh, we got dubbed.
Dubbed, knighted. We've been dubbed the Caring College. The Muhlenberg man dubbed us. And so people like to hold open the doors. Like I think it's just customary to like if there's someone behind you, you hold the door for them. That doesn't seem to be the case to some people. Cause I'm and like also there's the issue of like how far away do you have to be to hold the door for somebody? Because, like, sometimes, like, I'll hold the door, and the person's, like, 5 feet behind me. And I'm like, great, this makes sense. But then, like, I'll hold the door, and the person's 27 feet behind me. And I'm like, I guess I'm gonna hold the door for you. But then there are those people who don't even hold the door. And I'm just like, I'm right behind you. You could look and be a person.
This is what keeps Rin up at night.
Keeps me up at night. Just hold the door, okay? Be a gentleman.
He's having a meltdown.
Be a gentleman and a scholar and hold the door for
me. A gentleman and a scholar. I'm actually one of those people that sometimes doesn't hold the door because I'm over it.
Honestly, me too.
What the hell are you talking about?
I just want people to hold the door for me.
Oh. You think you're better than us?
No.
Oh, that's his lying face.
She's not even looking at my face.
Shut up! We're sitting together.
We're across the room from each other.
We're sitting pretty we're much actually on each other
right now.
One of my pet peeves is in the dining hall when people don't move up in line. I'm like, I want to get my food, and I think if you move up, I'm going to get it faster. So
even
move
when
up,
not the case.
Don't leave a gap because I want to constantly be in motion. I don't like standing still. So standing still yesterday
again,
for 7 hours.
Again, you break
was rough. I don't like standing still. So if we're not in motion, I will push you. Not really. I'm too scared to. But, like, please move up.
Another pet peeve of mine has nothing to do with the dining hall, but just maybe reminded of people that I can't stand. There's a specific moment when this happened. We were in TAP on Wednesday.
Oh,
and
boy.
We were picking songs for, like, our final dance. And some girl was in the corner of the room blasting her music from her headphones.
Oh, my God.
And I could hear the music from her headphone. And I was like, stop the music.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, like, that's my pet. Like, if I can hear your music from your headphone, it's too loud. Not only are you going to lose your hearing, but you're going to make me lose my fucking mind, too.
Yeah, that's more important. Maybe they deserve to lose their hearing if they're blasting it that loud.
It
was
even a good song.
What song was it?
I don't even fucking care. It wasn't a bop.
Oh, well, if it's not a bop, it doesn't matter.
Maybe it wasn't even a slow song. Like, it wasn't even, like, one of those, like, slow bops that, like, I cry to.
Well, it wasn't meant to be because I think she was trying to, like, pick a song to give as a suggestion.
Well, none of her songs worked.
No, because we didn't pick it. We picked...
What's the song from the Parent Trap again?
This
will be...
Everlasting Love.
An Everlasting Love.
Ugh,
that's not
the
melody.
That pretty much is.
I don't know the words.
And I think I had quite a sway unintentionally because...
Yeah, Sophia makes a nice face when things don't work out for her. Sophia, when things don't work out for her, she'll go, oh, you can't see
my
face.
Oh, I know.
You can't. If I could say the face, I'd be like, what are you doing? That's bad.
Well, there were some songs that I just didn't want to do, so I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And people listened. So I guess, I mean, they didn't have to, but even the TAP teacher, she was like, well, I guess we're doing the one that Sophia wants to do. That was so intentional.
Because Sophia sways people.
I don't.
But you do sway people.
Yes, but, like, it's unintentional. I don't mean to be, like that, like domineering like that, and I don't think I don't think I generally do.
I'm falling off this bed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not you.
My foot is like,
oh, we're on Sophia's bed right. Yeah, Sophia's foot was in my dick. That's what we're gonna say.
Well, I'm sorry. It was.
No, it was okay. You're fine.
So
do you want to see your pet peeve about your class?
No. Oh, yeah, no, you. One of my pet peeves. Sorry, this might isolate.
Give the backstory. Get the backstory of where we were in Arezzo.
Oh, my God, no, I can't.
Why can't we?
I'll say it at a later date on a later podcast. But basically,
later podcast.
I'm going to generalize. I'm sorry, this might alienate people who are watching, who are listening, excuse me, listening to this.
No,
just know
I think you could say group projects.
I appreciate
you group projects.
Oh, yeah. Group projects suck more than anything, and sophomores with opinions.
Whoa, that was real.
Sophomores shouldn't have opinions yet. No, I'm kidding. Say your opinion in class.
You're entitled to your wrong opinion. I think
invalid.
I used that
Oh
word.
My God. Yeah, I was actually thinking about that today. I know how last week we talked about how there are no wrong opinions, but if you say you like snow, that's a severely wrong opinion.
Unless, like, you're from, like...
No.
Okay. Like, what if, like, you're from, like, Canada and, like, there's snow all the time there?
Well...
Or, like, Antarctica.
You can't like it. You have to deal with it, but you can't like it.
I understand that. Like California, you have to deal with having the fires.
Oh, my God.
That was not, that was insensitive.
That was so insensitive. That was so insensitive. How do I cut that out?
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Oh, good.
No, I actually,
Brandon,
I've been,
you have to apologize.
No, I was gonna get into it. I have been following so many, like, tweets and, like, celebrities, actually, who
have
blown my mind. Like, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth lost their home, and they're still donating money to, like, help, like, people rebuild theirs.
Yes.
It's like, just, like,
fuck me up.
Like, that's, like, the kind of, like, celebrity that, like, makes me really happy, like, for this world.
They're good people.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Do we have any more pet peeves?
I feel like there's so many pet peeves to name.
My favorite pet peeves are, there's no way to, like, adequately express this.
Oh, my God.
Because you have to see it. But do you know when you're listening to a theater person sing a song in a
show? And they're
off
key?
That's not my pet peeve.
Oh, sorry.
My pet peeve is the I'm emoting face.
Oh, you can't see this. But, like, there's a face that we do. You take a breath. You look down. You take a breath. You look up and your eyes start to water because you're thinking about a dead puppy.
No, you're probably not. But, like, you just want to show that you're emoting because, like, you're...
It's like, oh, I'm crying because I can act.
But you're not actually crying. You're just making your face.
You're making the face squint up.
And your eyebrows are kind of
Your eyebrows are kind of furrowed and raised. And you're like, oh, my God.
And you're, and you're singing out with your emotion. And you're like... This is a cabaret. This is not a full show. There is no emotion attached.
And always their hands are in their pockets or at their sides.
Or like coming
or
up
Or like
in
coming
front.
Up in front of them and they're like almost
grasping.
Reaching. They're like grasping for something, but there's nothing there.
This is also urine.
I don't know.
You emotion attached. Rin's a singer.
I'm a singer. You should see my face in my acapella group, guys. My pet peeve is my acapella group at the current moment. I'm kidding. I love them, but like my pet peeve is when like I am the musical director of my acapella group, and I
they only respond to
they
sudden
respond
movements.
To they respond to sudden movements and like stimuli, like visual stimuli. So I will snap to them. I will give them the eyes, and I'll be like, "Look me in the eye. You're off my tempo."
My favorite Rin is the stage mom we all deserve.
Or don't deserve.
No, you're
I was once called Mama Rose, and I went, that's a really good compliment. Thank you. Anyone who knows musical theater, that's a big deal.
Also,
Mama Rose, like, killed people for her children.
Killed people
she for did. She, the real woman, like, killed two women.
What?
Yeah, she was a killer.
Oh.
They cut that from the musical to make it more happy.
Oh, God.
But she killed people. Okay. She also was a lesbian, like a raving lesbian.
Cool. Good
I part. Loved it. Continue.
Another one of my musical theater pet peeves.
We're going to musical theater now?
When musical theater kids sing happy birthday, you know you're going to get a six-part harmony.
That's why I, on purpose, go, hey, happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah. I tend to go into my Miranda voice.
A little bit. Yeah, it's always like, oh, my
she's now done. Do you hear she's done?
Well, because she's having a baby.
She's pregnant?
What?
No, I'm kidding. She's pregnant.
Did you not know that?
I kind of forgot that Miranda was the same person as Colleen for a second.
Amazing.
Good job, Colleen, for making me
go,
forget.
Go, go, go.
I bought her new book. It's called I Am My Diary. Like my diary.
Diary.
But it's like spelled like diarrhea.
Nice.
I think it's clever.
Nice.
It's clever.
She's clever.
Clever girl. I don't know. If you made it this far, this episode, we are...
This is a wild ride that we've been
It took
on.
12 minutes for Sumi to get through her 8-hour snow story. I might have offended the entire population of California.
You spit on my face.
I spat on Sophia.
He
Sophia
does it
added the entire Muhlenberg musical theater world.
It's loving.
The
it's
thing
loving.
Is, there is no musical theater program at Muhlenberg College.
Ryan is very enthusiastic about that.
We were in tap. Everything happens in tap class.
Everything happens. Can that be a motto of our show? Everything happens in tap class.
No, but there was this prospective student who wanted to go to Muhlenberg, and everyone was like telling her, "Oh, like there's so many opportunities for musical theater here." And I turned around to Sophie and I was like, "I'm gonna say it." And I raised my hand and I went, "There is no musical theater program here. You're getting a BA in acting." And everyone's like, all the freshmen and sophomores who should not have opinions were like, there are so many ways to, like, make a musical theater degree here. Like, you
and
can,
I'm like, stop campaigning for tour guide.
Like, you can, like, major in theater and, like, double minor in dance and music or, like, switch that around. And I'm like,
I forgot what it was like to be so enthusiastic about it.
We were enthusiastic.
We were really enthusiastic.
Again, we're jaded people now. Uh-huh. Sophia just spat out.
No, I didn't. I have a hair on my tongue.
Oh.
I'm trying to get it.
I'll get it.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, so Rin's going to go get it. Got it. So I guess we have to finish here.
We're signing off today.
We are signing off. Farewell, yes. College best friends.
Bye, college best friends.
If you have any suggestions,
please, for next week, we'll actually try to do it on. Our goal is Thursdays now, yeah, because
and hopefully I won't get stuck in another snowstorm.
That's next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Oh, so we're not.
We're taking a hiatus. We'll be back.
Hiatus.
We will try to send out our fourth one. That'll be a month. That's crazy since we started this. We will send out our fourth one in a week and a half
after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right. We are also now available
on Spotify.
Stitcher.
What's that other one? Anchor.
Pocket Cast. Google Podcasts. There are links for all of that, which we will attach.
Oh, yeah, but not a YouTube video.
No, but also email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you
so much, guys.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.